Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A large crowd greeted GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump in Tyngsboro last night. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, the billionaire businessman addressed some hot-button issues that resonated with the crowd.
Roads were jammed around Tyngsboro as Trump's supporters made their way to the local elementary school. And Trump appeared buoyed by the crowds.
Why do they always say that a Republican can't win Massachusetts? I think we can. You know why? I think the Democrats are so sick and tired of watching our country lose that they're going to vote for the Republican if this is the one.
In an hour-long speech, he turned his ire on a kaleidoscope of groups he says are responsible for the country's decline. Undocumented immigrants, weak leaders, health insurers, companies that move jobs out of the country, the press, even Christmas haters. But it was undocumented immigrants he returned to time and again.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be a real wall. We're going to build a wall. And you know what? We're going to have a beautiful big door in that wall. But we're going to have people come in. But they're going to come in legally.
The message resonates with Paula Smith of Ashby.
And I feel that we pay as hard workers in this country for people that come in and they get all of these benefits. They get benefits that some of us don't get, and it's not right.
Trump did take several shots at Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, including on immigration, but he barely named any of his opponents in the GOP primary, although he did spend a full 10 minutes proudly walking the audience through various polls that continue to show him with a substantial lead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.